弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
在过去的周四、周五、周六，大家都是怎样度过的？
So, how do you spend your past Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays?
和亲朋好友、弟兄姐妹们聚在一起，享受火鸡大餐，都有没有？
You probably enjoy a real nice turkey Thanksgiving meal with friends and family members.
大家在一起畅谈，一年来我们自己在学习、工作、生活中的一切的收获。
And chat over about your life and your studies and everything you gain from your work and your life.
有谁没有去开心的购物？
So who did not enjoy the Black Friday shopping?
那请问，在这感恩的季节，谁最痛苦啊？
So I'm asking you a question here, and who is the most painful in this Thanksgiving holiday?
应该是那些被我们摆上餐桌的火鸡们。
So yeah, that's a really good answer. It must be the turkeys.
每年感恩节的时候，美国总统在华府仅仅象征性的豁免几只火鸡啊，豁免两只，由美国火鸡协会精心挑选的两只火鸡。
So it was only a symbolic. Every year, the president pardoned two turkey was well chosen by the American Turkey Association.
看今天这两只火鸡享受的待遇。
Look at the very special two turkey was pardoned this year.
通常实际上是豁免一只，但是另外一只呢做后补替补，万一这只出现意外，所以每年都是两只。
Usually only pardon one, and the other one is a backup, just in case.
这是后补的，今年的。
And this is the backup one.
叫什么？安倍。
Yeah.So the app is the bench turkey.
那其他那些火鸡呢？
So how about the other turkeys?
每年大约有多少火鸡在美国这个市场？
Do you know how many turkey was sold every year on the market?
在感恩节的时候，有5000万只火鸡在美国的市场。
About 50 million sold around Thanksgiving.
在接下来的圣诞节，每年大约有2200万只被吃掉。
Right, and following Christmas every year is about 22 million.
再下去的复活节的时候，大概1900万只。
Yeah, and Easter will be about 19 million.
那加上平时常年的一般的时间里边，在各种商店销售售卖的，以及饭馆吃掉的火鸡。所以2013年全美，大家知道一共饲养准备了多少火鸡吗？2.43亿只。
So if you add all the everyday consumption of turkey, based on the 2013's status, and in America, they raise about 242 million turkey in a year.
所以刚才提到了，那他们这个时候是不是要提出一些抗议
？Yeah, so you can see there's some comics.
抗议、抗争、逃跑，甚至反抗。
So there a contest and the fighting back and running.
所以在这个时候，大家都在开心的时候，他们可能就会跑出来。
So they can eat more beef.
那期望咱们借着这些幽默的这些火鸡的抗议、抗争，甚至逃跑等等这些反抗的这些图画，来提醒我们大家一起有一个换位的思考。
So I hope over those very humorous sort of pictures I showed here to giving us some way to think.In other shoes.
来思考什么是我们感恩的事情。
To think about what's the matter we need to really give thanks for.
我们感谢上帝赐给我们什么样的恩典
？But we should thank God for the type of grace He bestowed upon us.
或者说是我们期望上帝赐给我们什么样的恩典，然后我们才会向他献上感谢感恩。
In other words, and what we expect the type of grace that God bestowed onto us, and therefore we give thanks to Him.
就像这张图中所列出的，健康啊、家庭啊、家人啊、朋友啊、食物啊等等，是什么
？Just as showing on this picture, we often give thanks for health, home, family, friends, and food.
当然，身体健康。家庭美满，亲人平安，朋友和气，衣食丰富，这些呢都是我们最基本的要求。
Yeah, all that I mentioned are definitely a basic need of our human beings.
那再加上我们成了基督徒之后，已经拿到了那一把进入天堂的钥匙，可以享受永生了，然后怎么样
？Particularly as Christians. We already gained the key to the heaven and enjoying everlasting life.
然后我们就在这个感恩的季节，可以享受火鸡大餐，尽情的消费购物，就像有一首诗歌所唱的那样。
So then we can really enjoy the Thanksgiving season and really enjoy the meal and shopping. Just like the song singing here.
在明媚的春光里，在幸福的生活中，我们陶醉，我们欢乐；在稳妥的事业里，在迷人的笑声中，我们游戏，我们沉迷，然后呢，早把神的恩典忘记。
So this song is called "A Wish to Revive the Spirit of Fire in Me." So the one of the verses says, "In the bright sunlight of spring, in the very happy life."We indulge, we enjoy, but we forgot God's grace.
盼望今天我们借着诗篇十九篇一到十四节这段经文，提醒我们在这感恩的季节里，除了健康、家庭、亲人、朋友、食物，以及享受那些物美价廉的采购等等之外，我们一起来思想什么是。感恩的真谛。
Yeah, from the scripture today, Psalm 19, 1 to 14, I hope it serves as a reminder to us, besides health, family, friends, food, and enjoy the shopping, we also really pondering on what's the true meaning of Thanksgiving.
诗篇第十九篇无论在古代希伯来人的眼中，还是历史历代在神学家、圣经学家他们的笔下，都备受赞誉。
So this is a really a praised psalm throughout history, not only by the ancient Hebrews or by the theologians or by the Bible scholars.
甚至称它为诗篇中最伟大的诗篇，是世界上最优美的乐章。
It is often referred as the Psalms of all Psalms, and the most beautiful and magnificent music.
那当我们静下心来，细细的品读的时候，确实，它不但美丽，而且壮阔。
But if we really take some time and have heart to read this psalm, it's definitely beautiful and also grandiose.
所以仔细的阅读这首诗歌，似乎是将我们带离地球，进入到宇宙空间，然后又穿过太空，返回陆地，而经历的一段跨度非常非常大的一个无限的一个旅行旅游，不只是像长老开着车从东到中来。
So it really depict a journey with a very infinite span and taking us away from the earth, going to the outer space, and then coming back to the land.
那在这一趟旅游中，会令我们由衷的向那位创造者发出赞美和感恩。
And from this trip, we definitely will sing and praise to to this one who the creator.
那下面呢，让我们就从三个纬度来领略诗篇第十九篇展示给我们的，令我们能够发出赞美与感恩的伟大的旅程。
So in following, we will really praise the Lord to see this great trip from three dimensions.
那首先是1到6节所描述的宇宙的空间。
So it's the first one, the 1 to 6, talking about the dimension of the space of the universe.
我们一起来领略上帝创造的伟大。Let's
take a look at the greatness of the creation of God.
那这一段呢，可以分两个旅程，一个呢就是第1节到第4节前半部分，关于穹苍的启示。
So there are two parts in this section. So the one, first one is the revelation of the skies.
那我们来看经文第1节，大卫的诗交于令长，诸天述说上帝的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Yeah, here in verse 1 it says, Heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his heart, his hands.
那第1节前面的小字是交代这首诗歌的作者，是古代以色列。
So there's a smaller script. There is not a print here in English. It tells us about who was the author of the psalm.
交于令长的令长是什么人？
And also says it's giving to the chief musician.
就相当于我们今天诗班的班长。
So the chief musician is today's the choir director.
那可能这首诗呢，交给诗班班长以后，让他来朗诵，或者是领唱，或者是安排敬拜祭祀仪式中来安排这首诗歌。Yeah,
the chief musicians usually the one who's responsible to recite, to preside, or to arrange the singing during the worship.
那在诗篇19:1-4呢，是通过赞美称颂。 上帝创造的奇妙大能。So
this verse 1:4 really praise God's wonderful creation.
展现出上帝对我们人类的自然启示。To
really reveal sort of so-called natural revelation from God.
让我们领略到上帝的存在，他至高无上的威严和不可测度的智慧。
So really let us to recognize his existence, his crowning majesty, and his unmeasurable witness.
请问我们现在生活在这个世界，每天我们的耳朵听到的都是些什么样的声音？
So in today's living world, what kind of sounds we hear every day?
可能听到最多的就是汽车马达的声音。So
most often we'll hear the humming from the engines.
当然，在世界其他地区，摁喇叭的声音这儿没有，但是我们常常听到警车、救护车、消防车的警笛声。In
other part of the world, often hear people honking. Here, we probably often, we sometimes hear the siren from the police cars, ambulance, and fire trucks.
那在公共场合中听到的是人声的嘈杂声。Yeah,
definitely hear a lot of noises in public area, public spaces.
还有广播喇叭的声音。And
all the broadcasting.
另外回到家以后，电视、收音机少了，但是呢，会听到手机里边叮叮叮，到了半夜还在响。When
going back home, maybe not much about the television. But definitely can hear your phones.
另外，我们还时不时的会从各种渠道能够听到那些世界各地因为战争、因为骚乱的枪声和抗议声。Sometimes
we hear the sound of guns and cannon from the wars around the world.
那真正对于宇宙太空的认识。 对我们人类来讲，时间不长，我们是一个什么样的概念
So we have very limited knowledge of the universe.
那请问谁听到过日月星辰说话？
The question here is, who actually heard the suns, moons, and stars to talk?
我们想到没有？ 当我们看到电闪雷鸣的时候， 遭遇大风暴雨的时候， 我们意识到没有？ 那其实呢， 他们是在述说上帝的荣耀， 传扬上帝的作为呢？ 想到没有？ 意识到没有？
Have you ever realized or thought of, you know, all the lightnings, the thunder, and the storms is a way to really express God's glory and spread His work.
其实电闪雷鸣, 雨雪风霜, 以及阳光乌云月亏月圆, 四季变换等等, 这些天气天象, 天象不断变化交替, 都是在提醒我们。
So all the weather, including lightning and thunder, the rains or snow, or the suns, the rain cloud, and the moon, and the changing of the seasons are all phenomena to remind us.
经文这里的述说和传扬其实都是一个在连续不断持续的过程中。
So those are is really in a cycle. In the verse 1, you see the declare and the proclaim is really continuously.
正如后面第二到第四节所描述的那样。
Just like the verse 2 says here.
这日到那日发出言语, 这夜到那夜传出知识, 无言无语也无声音可听, 他们的声浪, 传遍天下, 他们的言语, 传到地极。
So it says, day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they display knowledge. There's no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, the words to the end of the world.
咱们教会每年在这个季节的时候都会为大家预备下一年的月历。
So around this time, we often prepare the calendars for the new year.
当我们翻开这个月历的时候，可能不会在意每一个月中有两个节气。
So when you look at this calendar, you probably not even notice there are two divisions in every month.
你看这个一月翻开以后，六号是小寒，二十号是大寒。
So in January, for example, for next year, January 6th is the lesser cold day, and the 20th is the greater cold day.
二月四号是立春，十九号是雨水。
February will be is the beginning of spring, and then there's the beginning of the raining season.
像这种 每月两个，每年24个农历节气，对我们生活在城市的人来说， 或许是可有可无的日子。
So all this lunar calendar divisions are probably meaningless to people like us who living in cities.
但是对于农业种植者来说， 却是至关重要的日子, 这24个。
For agriculture, those are very, very important divisions.
比如我们看一段中国北方地区的农事的谚语。
So if you look at the idioms from the northern China,
如果我们在家里后院里边种菜的话, 可能就会有点兴趣。
So if you have your home garden growing in your backyard, you're probably very interested in this.
你看白露早霜降时, 秋分种麦正当时。
So it says here, it's too early to sow around white dew, and it's too late around first frost.
那种麦的时候是白露种高山, 秋分种平原, 寒露种沙滩。
The autumnal equinox is the best time, and around white dew, you plant in high mountains.
那到了清明前后就是种瓜点豆。
And in autumn equinox is you sow on the plains, and the first frost you do around the sand, and around Easter, so you plant melons and beans.
清明是几月份啊？4月份。那咱们南湾能不能点瓜种豆？只能种一些生菜。
So here,
种一些芥菜还可以。
Yeah, Qingming is actually a division in lunar calendar in April, but here we can't really do anything in South Bend.
头伏萝卜，二伏芥，三伏种白菜。实际上我们在头伏都没有种，所以今年呢都晚了。现在我们的萝卜用塑料布还打起来。
So here is that the first heat wave you plant turnips. The second one, beginning of the second one, you do mustard. The third one, you plant Chinese cabbage.
那请问这些农历的节气、农业的知识都从哪里来的
？So I'm asking
从哪里来的
you where were the knowledge of those calendar division come from?
白天与夜晚的循环运行。春夏秋冬的四季的更迭，这些天体气象，虽然它不会像希伯来文、希腊文、英文、什么法文、西班牙文、俄文、汉语等等来告诉我们。
So all this changing of days and nights and the seasons, and they cannot telling us directly as the languages such as Hebrews, Greek, English, Chinese, French.Russian or Spanish.
但是却是日日夜夜的以我们人类看似无言无语、无声无响的独特的方式在向我们传达信息。
But they're not using non-language, and very silently and very uniquely, to show us.
将我们赖以生存的知识传遍天下，传到地极。
Really, proclaim.And declare all the knowledge and to the end of the earth.
从而促成了我们不同国界、不同语言的人类的农业律法的规律。
So he created all the rules about agriculture for people from the world, for different countries, different people speaking different languages.
当我们从经文中读到这些滋味，体会到这些的时候，难道我们不对上帝的，他以这种自然启示的方式赐给我们赖以生存的智慧，而献上感恩吗
？So shouldn't we really giving a praise to him who really revealed his creation through this very natural way？
新约圣经有一段借用了。诗篇十九篇这里的经文。
So in the New Testament, they actually use this verses from this.
罗马书一章二十节，自从造天地以来，上帝的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
So in Romans 1:20 it says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature." Have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
这就是一到四节前半部分，穹苍的启示。
So this really the first piece about the revelation of the skies.
那我们再来领略四章后半节，四节的后半节到六节。所给我们的太阳的启示。
Yes, also showing a revelation of the sun from 4b to 6.
诗篇十九篇四节后半部分到六节，上帝在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。他从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有一物被隐藏，不得他的热气。
Here says, in the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun.Which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. He rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from his heat.
经文再次采用拟人的手法，将太阳人性化的描绘成出洞房的新郎、奔跑的勇士。
Now here, the author uses the personification.To describe sun like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and like a champion running his course.
以他的能力和智慧将欢欣和依靠带给全天下的人类.
Bring happiness and dependence from his ability and his wisdom.
正如新约在马太福音45章所讲的, 上帝他叫日头照好人，也照歹人, 降雨给义人,
Yeah, just like in Matthew 5:45, the verse says, He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
那大家请注意, 从另一个角度来讲呢, 经文在此也是明确地向我们指出,
yeah, from the other angle, is also point out very clearly,
太阳是上帝创造的宇宙星球之一.
So sun is one of his creations.
太阳是受造之物.
It was created.
上帝为他定规了他的居所和轨道.
So God really pitched his tent, you know, so-called his dwelling place and his track.
他的作息也是完全遵从上帝所安排的旨意。
And everything you do is really based on God's will.
那这一点呢, 其实是直接针对的从古至今人们对太阳崇拜的风俗。
So this really points out to the worship to sun from the past until today.
因为在古代, 古埃及人, 古巴比伦人, 和两河流域的米索波大米的人, 都错误地将太阳奉为神而崇拜。
So yeah, in ancient Egypt or Babylonians and Mesopotamia, they also wrongly to worship suns. And here the picture shows the worship of their sun god of the ancient Egyptians.
这是古巴比伦在非常有名的汉谟拉比法典碑上也是对太阳神的
And this is from Babylonians, a very famous tablet. They depict how they worship the sun god, their sun god.
那其实我们今天的科学已经清楚地认识到，万物生长靠太阳。
So today, science told us all things grow on the sun.
我们也知道光照作为非常重要的环境因子是无法人为调控的。
So we understand that the light is really not controlled by man.
所以上帝创造了诸天，穹苍创造了太阳，以自然启示的方式来滋润、来照耀、来喂养我们人类所生存的这个地球。
So all the creations of the heavens, the skies, the sun, and using a very natural way to nourish, to shine, and also to feed to the earth.
这就是诗篇第十九篇所展示的，令我们不得不发出赞美感恩的旅程的第一站。
So this is the first
第一个维度
first dimension mentioned by this psalm. We should give thanks to this creator.
那第二个维度呢，就是第七到第十节经文向我们所展示的。 上帝完备的律法.
The second dimension was from 7 to 10, showing the completeness of his law.
19篇第7到第9节是这样的：耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧；耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目；耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。 耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
Here's how the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous.
经文这里所列出的耶和华的律法、法度、训词、命令、道理、典章指的是什么呀？
So all here they use those words: law, statutes, precepts, commands, and decrees. What they refer to?
这些词其实都是用和律法具有相同意义的词汇来表达上帝以特殊的语言的形式向人类所发出的启示。
So here is really demonstrate, you know, using the synonym of the law to show that law are using languages to giving us revelations.
那这些启示的目的呢，就是要全方位的使我们人类明白上帝所赐下的恩典和他与我们人类盟约的一种关系。
Really show us clearly the relationship between his grace and his covenant.
并且明示给我们敬畏上帝的人能够得着各样的益处。
And shows us can benefit to whom who loves and fears God.
那这些词所发出的启示其实呢就是这本书圣经。
All these words are really, really point to the book, the Bible.
那诗篇十九篇的作者大卫，我们回想一下，从前面许多的我们过去所读的经文里边，能够看到他一生的经历中，正是在不断的遵行上帝律法的一个过程。
So if you look at the author, King David's life.Is really showed he's really obeying God's law.
大卫也是在经历他自己的生命苏醒、智慧、快乐、明亮，在上帝永远长存的公义中不断的成长、成熟。
And was he really experiencing the awakening of life, the wisdom, the happiness, the enlightenment?And really growing and maturing in God's everlasting justice.
所以接下来的第十节的经文是在向我们人类发出大声的疾呼。
So the verse 10 really giving us a proclamation.
不要看这本圣经仅仅是一本书啊。
Do not see a Bible just a book.
如果说它是一本书的话，它是哪儿来的书啊？是从上帝而来的天书。
So if we really had to say this is a book, it were a book, and it was a book from heaven.
它对我们人类的价值远远胜过我们竭尽全力去努力去争取的那些利益。
Yeah, its value is worth so much more than everything we're pursuing as human.
第十节的经文。都比金子更贵重，且比极多的精金贵重，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下滴至甜的蜜甘甜。
There's a, they are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey, the honey from the comb.
这是2011年翻译出版的最新的版本，新英文译本的汉语版。
So this is the Chinese version is the newly translated in 2011.
New English translation.
New English translation. Yeah.
那许多跟我同样都有着从小在中国大陆生活成长、接受教育背景的朋友，包括礼拜四的晚上，特别好奇，问说你怎么会去读神学院？
And many friends were very curious, often asked me, including this past Thursday, friends who have the same background as me, why I decided to go through the seminary training.
当初我是怎样，为什么决定去念神学院？
How I decided to go into the seminary.
在我和师母接受洗礼之后一直祈祷，求上帝如何用我过去的商业摄影的专长来服侍他。
So after May and I were baptized, we often pray that how I can use my professional knowledge in photography to serve the Lord.
结果在2001年，那个时候我花了$4,000买的苹果电脑，在2003年的时候 为了一个福音布道会设计、宣传、招贴的时候，竟然死机。
So my $4,000 Apple iMac were down only 2 years after when I were trying to use it to serving evangelical events.
然后再过了不到半年，彻底坏掉。
And
01年到03年。
half year later, it's completely broken. It's only
2002年
half
的时候，我花了将近2000美金买的第一代佳能专业的数码单反相机。
So around 2002, I bought the first generation SLR camera. I spent almost $2,000.
佳能 EOS Professional。
Canon US Professional.
Yeah. 在应邀到芝加哥拍摄记录福音活动的过程中，第一天下载到电脑里边的几百张照片，第二天完全找不着。
I was used it to record a gospel event in Chicago. On the second day, when I downloaded pictures, all the pictures mysteriously gone.
并且在第二天拍摄的时候，我相机上那些价值不菲的闪光灯，就拍摄的过程突然就断裂，摔在地上，零件到处都是。
And the second day, the flashlight on my very professional camera suddenly just falling off and broken.
那接下来，在教会的弟兄姐妹，甚至在有些朋友的嘴巴中，还有牧师，一直传到我这耳朵中。你要去念神学院。
There are a lot of great voices or sound around me from brother and sister and the pastor to telling me to go through this training through cemetery.
那当时在我自己的头脑中最大的挣扎呢，就是自从大学毕业之后，我一直在躲避做人的工作。
Back then, there was a big struggle in me, and I really did not want to work with people.
因为那个时候，虽然我还不认识神，但是我看到人里边那个罪，所以我感觉跟人打交道实在是太不容易。
I did not want to work with people since I graduated from college. Even though back then I did not know God, but I really can see clearly the sin from people. To work with people is really extremely difficult.
我记得非常清楚，就在有一天晚上。我跟师母一起参加了我们所在的校园小组的祷告会之后，明确地跟大家分享了我内心的挣扎。
So I remember one night, May and I went to the campus a fellowship group meeting. I reviewed my struggling to the group.
那第二天，我按照我自己的读经计划，按卷读经的时候，读到了一段经文。
So the second day, when I go through my Bible reading as planned, I encounter one chapter of a book.
以西结书1到3章，
So it's Ezekiel chapter 1 to 3.
我们看以西结书3章7到9节是这样讲：以色列家却不肯听从你，因为他们不肯听从我。原来以色列全家是额间心硬的人。看哪，我使你的脸硬过他们的脸，使你的额硬过他们的额。我使你的额像金刚钻，比火石更硬。他们虽是悖逆之家，你不要怕他们，也不要因他们的脸色惊慌。
Look at chapter 3, 7 to 9. It says, But the house of Israel is not willing to listen to you because they are not willing to listen to me. For the whole house of Israel is hardened and obstinate. But I will make you as unyielding and hardened as they are. I will make your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than the flint. Do not be afraid of them or terrified by them, though they are a rebellious house.
特别是以西结书3章开始的1到3节，他对我说：“人子要吃你所得的，要吃这卷书，好去对以色列家讲说。”于是我开口，他就使我吃这卷书，又对我说：“人子要吃我所赐给你的这卷书，充满你的肚腹。”我就吃了，口中觉得其甜如蜜。
Yeah, particularly verse 1 to 3 here says, As he said to me, Son of man, what is before you? It is scroll. Then go and speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. Then he said to me, Son of man, eat this scroll I am giving you, and fill your stomach with it. So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth.
所以在我过去服侍的许多年中, 每当夜深人静, 我仔细在咀嚼一些经文的时候, 我常常体会到, 真甜啊。
But during this year of services, and when I'm alone, I have time to really carefully and, you know, to chew on God's word, I really taste the sweetness of His word.
所以当我们愿意花时间、花精力去认真仔细地去咀嚼上帝的话语的时候, 一定会感觉到口中甜如蜜。
Yeah, so when we really have time to spend time and effort to read His word and to taste His word, we must taste the sweetness.
好，那下面我们来领略诗篇第十九篇所展示的。 令我们发出赞美感恩的伟大旅程的第三个维度。
So let's take a look at the third dimension from this psalm.
11-14节经文所展示的上帝赦罪的救恩。
From 11 to 14, it talks about salvation of the forgiveness of God.
11-14节，况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些，便有大赏。 谁能知道自己的错事呢? 愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错，求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这些罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。
Here it says, by them, is your servant warned? In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression.
刚才提到那个新英语的译本，我想列出来，这样会帮助我们大家更容易对11到13节的理解。Yes,
here I listed from the translation from the New English Version, so helping us to understand those few verses better.
作者在这段经文里以仆人来自称。
And here, the author referred himself as servant.
那仆人是个什么概念呢?
So what's the meaning of a servant?
一方面可以表明他的谦卑和愿意遵行上帝的律法。
So one way it shows he's really humble and was willing to follow God's law.
表示作者愿意与上帝保持主仆之间。 那种亲密和顺服的关系,
showing his willingness to maintain the relationship as the Lord and the servant.
另外一方面呢, 作者以他自身以色列王的身份, 比喻以色列民与上帝的关系。
The Lord and servant, this intimate and submissive relationship. On the other hand, he also coming out as the king of Israel, showing, you know, the Israelites, the relationship between God and the Israelites.
那同样也代表了现今时代我们全人类和上帝的关系。
Also shows the relationship today between us and God.
所以我们可以说第十一节经文的意思呢，是作者以色列民，我们整个人类因着上帝的律法的警戒。
So this verse 11 really demonstrates, and he's really warned us to create the morality to Israel, then to all human beings.
那我想请问，人为什么需要律法的警戒，需要道德规范？
So the question here is why human need to be regulated by or warned by the ethical norms.
我们之所以需要律法的警戒，需要道德的规范，就是第十二和第十三节所回答的。
So the answer coming from the verse 12 and 13.
我们来看第十二节经文，是求上帝赦免人所犯的两种罪。
So, verse 12 here really asks God's forgiveness of two types of mistakes or sins.
错失和隐而未现的过错。
So their own errors and hidden faults.
错失是什么意思呢？就是指的人有意去要做的事情，但事后才知道是犯了罪。
So what does that mean by errors? Means the sin made by human with a realization of sin afterwards.
说明自己没有分辨能力。
And really showed the person has no ability to discern.
隐而未现的过错是指人无意中去做的事情，但是事后才知道犯了罪。
So the hidden fault means people did it unintentionally, and also find out afterward.
这意思就是，在主观上自己是无心的，但是在客观上呢，却心不由己的去犯罪了。
So subjectively speaking, the person was without purpose to commit the sin.But objectively speaking, he had the action anyways.
十二节所列的这两种罪都是事后才知道犯了罪。
So the two types of the errors and the hidden fault really is sharing one common ground, which is they find out afterward.
那我们人犯罪的结果是什么？
So what is the result of a sin?
亏缺了神的荣耀
，really lacking the glory of God。
为什么说是亏缺了上帝的荣耀、神的荣耀
？Why we say so？
因为我们是上帝所造的。
Because we were made by Him。
就像家里的孩子一样，家里孩子犯罪，丢的是父母的脸。
So、just like in the kids, when they made a mistake, they losing the face of their parents。
那我们再来看第十三节，拦阻两种罪。
So in verse 13, they ask God to keep them from two types of sin.
这两种是明知故犯的罪。
So those are the sort of purposeful sin.
一个是任意妄为的罪。
So one is called the willful sin.
这是指人类因着骄傲、因着悖逆，不把上帝和他的权柄放在眼里边的罪。
So this really disregard God's authority and His law, and because of human's pride and rebellious nature.
那这个大罪指的是什么罪啊？
And the second type is the great transgression.
那就是刻意的完全去背叛上帝的罪。
So this is really disobey God on purpose, intentionally, and
圣经里面明确的已经列出了，比如拜偶像、奸淫、做假见证、陷害他人、贪恋他人的妻子财产等等。这是什么地方呢？在十诫里边所列出来。
Yeah, and Bible clearly lists them, such as worship idols, idolatry, and bring false witness to frame people, to covet other people's wife.And possessions, and those are really clearly listed in the Ten Commandments.
其实，在我们人的心中呢，似乎都明白有一个道理。
So I think everybody knew this.
犯罪的过程呢，通常呢，就是从小的罪或者成为过错、错失而开始的。
So if you really look at the development or the growth of sin, it's often coming from.Often originate from very small sin or error.
小错、小过、小罪不断，逐渐的，我们就对罪的敏感越来越淡薄。
Yeah, but the aggregation of such smaller matters and really making our sensitivity to sin dull.
那到了一定程度呢，有一头像狮子一样遍地游走。寻找可吞噬之人的那个魔鬼，就开始布下了极具诱惑的天罗地网。
So to a point, you will experience, people will experience, Satan, who is like a roaring and wandering lion, and who set up very tempting snares.
是习惯于犯罪的人，最终走上不归之途。
Those people who being accustomed to sin, walking on a never returning path.
所以在第十四节，作者发出了一种哀求的一种呐喊。
So in 14, really warned and you know, and cried out to the Lord.
耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊。 愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
It says here, "May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my Rock and my Redeemer."
那这里边有两个称，耶和华的，我的磐石。
You call the Lord, my Rock.
磐石是牢固稳定的，是完全可以依靠的意思。
So rock is really very sturdy and definitely can be dependent upon.
救赎主的意思是什么？
And here also call him a redeemer. What does that mean?
实际上它的本意呢，就是近亲的意思。
And if you look at the original meaning, it means the close relative.
这个近亲是实行赎回，做家属赎主的行为。
So it's really, you know, depict this close relative or redeem.
那有一段经文在过去我们在这里都跟大家分享过，就是路德记第二章二十节，拿俄米对儿妇说：“愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断的恩待活人死人。”拿俄米又说：“那是我们本族的人，是一个至近的亲属。”
So those verses we discussed before here, from Ruth 2:20, it says, "The Lord bless him." Naomi said to his daughter-in-law, "He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead." He added, "That man is our close relative. He is one of our kinsmen, redeemers."
这个至近的亲属，就是我们这段经文里边的救赎主。
So this, from this verse, we see this close relative is this redeemer, our Lord.
那我们来回忆一下，在旧约的律法中。 至近的亲属也可以成为熟业至亲，或者是可代属的亲人。
So from that verse, that's you know, to look at the close meaning of close relative. So here means the kinsman, the redeemer.
是指那些在家族中有责任履行义务的人。
So really shows in the close clan. And the family and the person who is responsible and have ability to redeem.
他的责任包括供应穷乏亲属的生活所需。
So the first one is really a provision the needs of life to their poor relatives.
赎回亲属因贫穷而流失给外人的产业。
To redeem the estate of the poor relatives went to you know, strangers.
赎回因贫穷而卖给外人做奴隶的亲属
，redeem their poor relatives who became slave to others.
娶兄弟的遗孀为妻，所生长子归他前夫名下，以承受死者的产业.
Marry the widow of his brothers, and bring him the first born son, and give him the firstborn son to his brother, so the person can inherit it. The property and estate of the deceased.
另外还有一项责任呢，就是为被杀的亲属报血仇。
And then also to avenge for their relatives.
所以我们从整个旧约的历史来看，耶和华上帝将以色列人从埃及为奴之地和在巴比伦被掳之地救赎出来之后，就成为以色列人的亲属。
If you look at the history of Old Testament, and particularly with the Lord saved the Israel from the slave of Egyptians and also from the captivity of the Babylon, and he became the close relative of the Israel.
是以色列人的近亲.
And he is the close relative, the kinsman, the redeemer.
那就新约圣经而言。 耶稣基督以他自己在十字架上的流血牺牲作为赎罪祭，成为一切相信他的人的什么呀？近亲，而赐下了救赎的恩典。
So if you look at the New Testament, when Jesus Christ died on the cross and became our sacrifice, and he became the kinsman redeemer of everyone who believed him or believes him.
所以，正像诗篇第十九篇第十四节最后所祈祷的，愿我们口中所说的言语能够与诸天穹苍诉说、传扬、发出、传出的信息连通起来。
So just like the verse 14 says here, may those words of our mouth also connected to all the messages sent by the heavens and skies, the suns, and understanding this message.
目的是什么？是彰显上帝创造的能力、创造的智慧和他的荣耀。
So we can declare and proclaim his creation, his ability, his wisdom, and his glory.
这个祈祷还包括愿我们心里所思想的意念能够遵循这本圣经的律法中所列出的诫命一些典章，使我们能够远离罪恶。
So we also may all our thoughts, our heart desires could also follow the laws from the Bible and really run away from the sins, from the temptations.
以得蒙我们救赎的全新的生命。
So we can we can take the new life wholly.
然后怎么样呢？活出蒙上帝悦纳的一个美好的见证。
And living as a pleasant testimony of God.
这就是感恩的真谛。
So this is really the true meaning of the Thanksgiving.
台湾有一位脑瘫博士艺术家，大家听说过没有？叫黄美莲。
I don't know whether you heard of this lady. Is from Taiwan, and he's an artist, and he suffered from the cerebral paralysis.
在他出生的时候，因为意外而导致的重度的脑性麻痹，就是脑瘫。
So when he was born, he was born with this condition from an accident.
结果导致五官扭曲，四肢不停的抽动。
And he had pretty much a deformed face.
说话极度的困难，甚至发不出一个正确的音来。
And his whole limbs and legs are shaking all the time, and he could not speak. Very difficult for her to speak.
他从小和他自己的家人遭受了无数人的讥笑、欺负、谩骂，甚至是殴打。
And he, Angie, and her family was encountered innumerable ridicules and ridicules.
他十四岁的时候，随他的父母移民美国。
So when she was 14 years old, and they migrated to America.
经过三年的艰苦的语言训练之后，就读于加州州立大学洛杉矶分校。
So she went through three years very intensive speech therapy. After that, she was enrolled in UCLA.
主修艺术和心理学
and major in arts and psychology.
并且以全额奖学金修完了学士、硕士和博士的课程。
And she finished her degree, his bachelor, master, and PhD degree.With full scholarships.
成为加州州立大学洛杉矶分校的第一位亚洲女性的艺术博士。
So she was the first Asian American PhD in arts from UCLA.
毕业之后，她只身一人返回到台湾独自生活。
After her graduation, she returned to Taiwan on her own.
成立了自己的工作室，
She formed her studio.
她担任绘画的教学工作。
And became the art teacher.
这是她的作品。
And those are some of her paintings.
那黄美莲姐妹她出生在一个牧师的家庭，所以她作为一个基督徒，在返回台湾的25年中间，多次巡回演讲，做见证。
And she was born in a pastor's family. During the 25 years after she returned to Taiwan, she was on many tours to testify.
常常在见证的时候呢，就有那些有些人就问他说：“你从小就长成这个样子，你是怎样看自己的？你有没有过怨恨呢？”
So during those touring tours, many people actually asked her, "Do you ever feel resentful because you were born with this condition? And how did you face or see yourself?"
大家知道吗？这位姐妹，你看的那个样子，不会说话、走动那样，她的智商是139。
Do not judge a book by its
cover. 高还是低啊？
And although she born with this condition, her EQ is at 139.
她回答最多的时候
IQ.
我只看我所有的，不看我所没有的。
She often responds to such questions, with answer like, "I only look at what I have, not what I don't have."
然后她会在黑板上写下。说认识耶稣是我一生最大的祝福。
And he often write down on the blackboard says, the greatest blessing to her was to know the Lord Jesus.
那现在呢，我们就一起来唱一首由黄美莲姐妹作词的歌曲，叫《如果我能唱》。
So now let's sing a song. Was composed lyrics by this sister together.The song's name is If I Can Sing.
在唱这首诗歌之前，请大家先看一个小短片。
Before we sing, I want to invite us to look at this very short video.
那我们一起来唱，如果我能唱。
So let's sing this song together.
他不会说话，但是他有话要说。他不能唱歌，这是他想唱的一首歌。
完全唱一首歌，
将是平安和赞美，苦难中陪我
放在人
海，你曾和爱我，又从沙里我离去，
我愿意而情，我愿意情如你，
这发自内心深处
最美的声音，
我真爱你。